My name is Basil Sagos. I'm the commissioner of the DEC.
The hearings began with the environmental conservation portion of the state budget. But 4 minutes into State Environmental Commissioner Basil Sagos' opening statement, the hearing room erupted into chants as protesters advocating for anti-climate change legislation surrounded Sagos and the lawmakers. After a couple of minutes, Senate Finance Committee Chair Liz Krueger, a Democrat, told protesters they would have to be quiet.
You can go back to your seats and listen.
The demonstrators were finally gently escorted out by state police.
All right, done. Go. Bye. Go yell at the governor.
Commissioner Sagos told lawmakers that while he may disagree with some of the protesters' tactics, they aren't wrong.
It's been the 10 hottest years on record. There are fires burning in Australia. There's droughts all across the world. There's floods impacting communities. They're right. And we all should take that to heart. And I know the governor is.
Meanwhile, at a suburban hotel a few minutes outside of Albany, the state's Conservative Party held its annual meeting. Several Republican lawmakers who were in the minority in both the Senate and the Assembly called for reform of the budget process. Assembly Minority Leader Will Barclay says the budget should be limited to financial items. He says too many unrelated major policy issues are lumped in with the budget and voted on, often into the late evening hours, when each item should instead be considered on its own.
The process is rigged to advance the governor's agenda, undermine the role of the legislature, and distract from the hard financial choices that we need to be made this year, particularly.
The state faces a $6 billion budget deficit. Barclay says Governor Cuomo has once again included several proposals into this year's budget that don't belong there, such as banning single-use plastic foam containers, legalizing adult recreational use of marijuana, and even amending the state seal and flag to include the words E Pluribus Unum. And Barclay says the policy items included in the budget are sometimes rushed through without proper vetting. He cites the bail reforms approved in 2019 as part of the budget. They're now facing backlash from law enforcement groups and some GOP lawmakers. The changes end most forms of cash bail for nonviolent crimes and have led to some repeat offenders going free until their trial begins. Some Democrats, including Cuomo, have said the law needs tweaking.
Clearly, I don't think a lot of our colleagues from the suburbs and other areas realize the impact that this bail reform was going to have and the public safety crisis we have as a result of that.
Until last year, Republicans were in control of the state Senate for most of the past century and did not object to including unrelated policy items into the spending plan in recent years. But Barclay says just because that happened in the past doesn't make it right going forward. Cuomo's senior advisor, Rich Azzopardi, says the criticism is unfounded. He says the governor and his staff are proud of their budgets and believe the public also likes what's been done.
Anyone who believes that we're circumventing the legislature with a budget voted on by the legislature has clearly flunked middle school social studies.
Azzopardi says the legislature has plenty of time to deliberate over all of the items in the budget and the chance to present its own budget plans before the March 31 deadline. He says a good example is the legislative budget hearings, which often last well into the evenings and will continue through mid-February. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.